That store clerk, you know, did exactly what they thought that they should be doing. Those are questions that we would, you know, ask when we make the communication with the store itself. It does. It breaks up that trance or the ether that they're underneath from that scammer. You know, just asking some pointed questions of that consumer. Do you know personally who you're sending the funds to? Did they have a business name that you're sending this to? Just getting them to think about exactly what they're doing and getting them to stop and ask some questions or make some communication to consumer protection. Let us do some checking before you send more funds to them.